Oh boy. Oh, let's bolt. Okay, what's happening? It is 1930 UTC, the time at which the Dubious Goals Committee always begins. My name is Tobe. You're not doing it right. You do not put their backs to the sun. Okay. It's 1930 UTC, the time at which the Dubious Goals Committee always begins. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman, blah, blah, blah. And we're out here at OPPD today. We're out at the Arboretum. Why? Because it's a very nice day. It is warm. And in fact, I'm wearing my jacket, and I probably shouldn't be. Maybe this wasn't a good idea after all. It is warm. It is about 62 degrees Fahrenheit, which is about 16 degrees C. And I am out here today just checking stuff out. Hanging out here at the Arboretum, and all the photographers are out. It's the last nice day, and all the photographers are out. All the rank amateurs who do not have any idea. See, here's a couple women trying to get a shot of this girl for her high school yearbook. They got her back against the sun. They do not understand how the light works. There's just clownism. So I'm walking up Marmot Alley here, just looking around. And I originally went to Herrenhaven. Of course I did. But I got to Herrenhaven, and there was like a dozen, maybe 14 cars in the parking lot, and just so many people. I just went, whoa. So everybody had the same idea I did. Oh, it's a nice day. Let's go outside. So I'm stocking up on this marmot den. See, what is this? What is going on here? I'm lurking. I'm looking and I'm lurking. Looking for marmots today. Don't know if we're going to find any. Because there's a lot of people here too. There's 12 or 14 cars in this parking lot as well. But most of them are not in the marmot areas. Everybody else is playing photographer. And they don't know that it's much more interesting to be photographing marmots, of which I do not see any up here. I'm right by a big den. And I'm gonna climb up this little hill now. Any Matis out here today? Looking for Matis. But you know what I have seen? Just in the driving around that I've done today, I've already seen like two Cooper's Hawks. I like Cooper's Hawks. They're cool. I'm up here on the plateau now. I can see the bridge that goes over the interstate for Blondo Street. Traffic, traffic, traffic. There's a squirrel in this sumac over here. Yeah, hey buddy. I'm coming over here to see what you're doing. Oh, he's brave. Look at these nice sumac droops. I should grab a couple of these. Should take some sumac home. And do stuff with it. This squirrel is not afraid of me at all. What is that over there though? Is that just a lump of dirt or grass? Yeah, I think so. But you gotta double check, because every time you think you're seeing just a lump of dirt or grass, it turns out to be a marmot. Well, not every time, because yeah, that is in fact just a lump of dirt and grass. That squirrel behind me is still having lots of fun doing whatever his squirrely business is. I'm gonna walk up here. I don't think I ever get up here. Yeah, see, they came and they did the winter mowing. This little field between the street and the interstate usually just has weeds and stuff growing in it. They chopped it all down a week or two ago. So now I can kind of walk over here and look down into an area that we normally don't get to see into. And that is the beginning of one of these little creeks. This little creek that runs through the arboretum is really just a drainage off the interstate. And, well, Maple Street and that neighborhood that's on the other side of the interstate. It rains, the water drains, it all washes down through here, goes through the arboretum, and eventually all the way down into the one of the Papio creeks. And I wanted to get up in here to look down here to see if we could see any dudes. And yeah, here's a marmot hole. I'm stuck on a stick. There we go. Here's a marmot den right here. Hey, is there anybody in there? And that's, I don't know if there's anybody in there now, but this den has been used this year. This has got all the signs have been used. And there's a little Mati path that goes that way. Yeah, there's another hole right here too, with loose dirt and everything. Mati business, but I don't actually see any marmots. I was also hoping maybe I could see some deer from back here. They might be hiding in there. It's still really green. You can hear the interstate traffic behind me. It's still really green. Any plant that's under like 2 or 3 meters tall still has lots of green leaves, but they are very wilted. There's been a frost or two. It's been cold enough that, yeah, most of these leaves are wilting, but still green. Oh, here's some berries. What kind of berries are these? I don't know, but they look pretty yummy. All the tall trees have lost their leaves, except for these, you know, conifers. And here's that squirrel again, as I walk back to where I was. A squirrel that was in the sumac is now just over here digging around. What you digging at, buddy? Oh, he found something to eat. What are you eating? He's got something. Like an acorn or something. What's he got? Don't know. All right. I'm technically back on the path. And I'm now actually heading into the forest. I'm going to cross another bridge here. Yeah, lots of leaves on the ground. Lots of leaves on the path. Going over the bridge. Lots of leaves in the water of the creek. Hey, there's a little bug. Hi, Mr. Bug. Here we have some molehills. Got some moles digging around in here. Probably star noses. We do have star-nosed moles here. I've run into them on occasion. It's rare, but it happens. Alright, which way do I want to go? High road, low road. High road, low road. High road. Alright, so we'll walk up here. I'm scanning the path. I'm scanning the edges of the path to see if we can find any mushrooms. I'm trying to think of when the last time it rained was. It was like 3 or 4 days ago. There, we could find some fungus. And the ground seems soft, too, so that's a good sign as I walk. Yeah, what's going on? What's going on? Standing here looking into the forest. Because I keep thinking I'm hearing something back there. Maybe I am, maybe I'm not. I can hear a squirrel chattering somewhere, kind of distant. Am I walking towards him? I don't know. I do not know. But I'm still shocked at how green everything is. Except for that dude. There's a cardinal. A male cardinal has flown and landed in front of me on this bush. And he is the one red thing, one very red thing, in a sea of green. Alright, so now I'm back where the high road and the low road meet the main path. I'm looking around. I'm looking up into the trees. I heard something behind me. Oh, that's a human being coming from somewhere. Yeah. Up the deer path. Alright, so we're just going to keep on moving here. Look into the forest by the creek here. So that's what I was hearing. I was hearing a human walking along in the deer path. And there was a squirrel chattering at that person. That was a very loud person. You could hear that person walking from a very far away distance. And I think this is a good time for me to tell you one of my pro tips for being in the forest. Pro tip number one for being in the forest. If you want to find some dudes, or if you don't want to be found by some other dudes, be quiet. Being as quiet as possible is advantageous in the forest. I'm looking around. I'm just standing here on the path looking around. I mean, being in a forest is advantageous in general. But I mean, if you want to take your advantage to the extreme, be quiet. You will see more dudes. And fewer dudes will see you. And you will have more fun in the forest. Doodly doot doot doo. Walking around doing forest stuff. Okay, so now. Now we gotta figure out what we wanna do. Do we wanna go across the bridge? Our third bridge of the day. And I really should email Cliff Stoll and say, hey Cliff, if you ever come to Omaha, I know this is a great place where we can do bridge problems. We can go to the OPPD Arboretum and play the Seven Bridges of Konigsberg. Won't that be a fun thing? And he'll say yes. And I haven't actually sat down to figure it out. I haven't bothered to actually solve OPPD as a bridge problem. Because why? You know, why ruin the fun? Isn't it funner to not know the solution? Maybe. Although that sounds like a weird argument. Because if you think of it as a puzzle, and when I say a puzzle, I mean like a jigsaw puzzle. When you buy a jigsaw puzzle, the solution is printed right there on the lid of the box, where you can see it and say, oh, this is how this puzzle is supposed to be solved. This is what it's supposed to look like. It's kind of weird, isn't it? It's kind of weird. Although, I did see something the other day. Something kind of weird. I'm walking up this other deer path, looking for any dudes back here. But the thing I saw the other day was something about jigsaw puzzles, or at least somebody was talking to somebody who was a big fan of jigsaw puzzles. But it was one of those people who has been doing jigsaw puzzles for so long that they've developed good skill. And they've become really good at jigsaw puzzles, and they don't find them to be very challenging anymore. This was a woman. She says that the best gift anybody can give me is like three or four jigsaw puzzles without the boxes, and all the puzzles are mixed up together in a bag. Just hand me that bag, and she's happy. And I thought, okay, that's pretty cool. That is one hardcore way to do jigsaw puzzles, lady. I like it. I like that a lot. All right, well, I've been walking along this deer path back here, hoping that maybe we'd run into some turkeys or deer or some kind of dudes. But no, there's nothing back here, dude-wise. Look up in the trees. Who's in the trees today? Oh, not seeing much of anybody. Zoom goes the traffic on the interstate. I'm looking across the creek into the secret mushroom zone, where we, in the morel area, where we always find morels. I'm not seeing any action over there either. I'm gonna start heading back. I'm gonna loop around here. I'm looking at logs. I'm looking at the ground. I'm hoping to see maitake. What's what I want? I want a stump with maitake or tremestes. This is a good time to find Tremestes versicolor. In fact, I'm going off path. Ooh, yeah, we're bushwhacking it now. Now I'm truly in the forest. I'm not on a path. I'm actually standing on the forest floor. I'm dodging trees. I'm walking under branches. Getting a stick poked into my head. Oh, the forest. It's super adventure for our little Tobster. I'm pausing by these logs. I don't see much of anything. There's another cool group of logs up here. Let's go see what's going on. Nothing. Really? Nothing? Wow. There's fire here. These logs have been burning. This is not an accident. Somebody lit these on fire. Somebody had a small campfire here. Unusual, but I guess it could happen. It could happen. This is one of those places that, I mean, I can't go this way. I'm gonna, ow, 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 walked right into a thorn bush and it raked in my leg. All right, we're going up this way. This is one of those places that, if it were anywhere else in town, it would probably attract a lot of homeless people. But it's situated in such an odd area that it's kind of hard to get to. And you wouldn't know it was here. You know, this isn't a place you accidentally find out about. Well, I guess that is how you find out about it. But this is not a very well-known place. This is kind of an odd thing, our arboretum here. And I have thought in the past that, well, this could be a good emergency place to be at night because it's very dark. There's no lighting. I'm going across the bridge here. It is just a forest and the lay of the land, the way it is, this is a pretty good place to hide. And if you needed to secretly camp somewhere, this is almost a good place to do it. I can think of better places, but this is pretty good considering we're in the middle of town. And this is a gated area, so they close it at night, so nobody else is coming in, etc., etc. And I'm not saying you could put up a tent, because that would be tricky. People would still see it. Anybody walking their dogs or anything would most likely see it, but if you were smart and if you knew this place really well, like the way I do, then yeah, you could hide out here. You could hide out. I'm standing in the amphitheater near the benches. I'm looking into the forest, into some known marmot zones. Because we know how many holes there are back there. And I'm still looking. Not seeing much of any action, though. Don't see anything moving. This is kind of weird. It's so sunny. It's so nice and warm that you would think there would be marmots out sunning themselves, because marmots do that. On a nice sunny day, they'll just sit out on a log and just soak up the rays. I'm trying to see back in there. Yeah. Maybe we'll go out that way. I'm really tempted. Yeah. Okay, let's turn around. We're going to head up the main path. We got to check some areas over here. Because we know there's that big den over there. The big marmot birthing den over there. What do we got? What do we got? Well, I see logs. But I don't see any dudes on the logs. There should be dudes on logs. Where are my dudes? Where are my matis? Alright, now where's that big den? That big den is right there, and I don't see anybody. I'm going to approach. Going off the path here. I'm amongst the logs. Doesn't even look like that den has been used. Jeez, where's my matis? They should be all over the place. I'm looking on these logs for signs of marmots. And the number one sign that a marmot has been on your log is the mailbox. I'm not kidding, that's what they call it. Not the marmots. You know, biologists, marmotologists. People who study marmots are marmotologists. I just got a stick or something in my shoe. That's annoying as hell. Marmots will often mark their territory, mark their logs with poop. And they will only, like, once they poop on a log, they'll only do that in one place. And they'll repeat that, and they'll sort of build up little stacks of poop. As, you know, the marker. It's like, this is my log. It's like, okay. These are called mailboxes. Which I think is kind of funny. It's, you know, well, it's a better term than poop stack. All right, I'm standing here at the tree that exudes witch's butter. I'm checking it. This is not witch's butter season, of course, but... Gonna tromp, tromp, tromp through the forest. Look for our little matis. See if there's any matis back there. Because it seems to me, and the way I remember it, it's the last time we saw any marmots, they were back here. They were hiding back behind the amphitheater. In the zone. And there are a couple of big dens back here. One by the creek, one up here. And now it sounds like the wind is going to pick up. As I enter the amphitheater, as I walk between the rows of benches, and boom, here we are in the Mati Zone. I'm going to squat down, get on my knee, so that I'm at marmot level. So I'm looking at logs, and if there's any mats out there, they can see me before I can see them in these conditions. But better than it could be. I'm not seeing anything yet, though. Logs. I'm coming around that big den that's in the center. And I'm 10 meters away, but it doesn't even look like there's any action in there because there's leaves where there shouldn't be any leaves. Okay. Turn around behind me here. Where is it? Yeah, it's down here a little bit further. There's another big den over here. And what do we have going on over here? Well, this hole looks like it's being used. Who's in the hole? Anybody in the hole? Actually, maybe this hole is not being used. Well, okay. Let's keep walking. Keep walking down through here. Okay, I can hear a squirrel chewing. Where is he? There he is. Okay, we're going to avoid that guy. Wait, what was that? There's a fat squirrel ahead of me. And I thought I heard something over to the side. Was it just another squirrel running through the forest, or was it... Yeah, there he is. It's just a squirrel. Damn it. That sounded Mati-like. Look at this squirrel up ahead of me. Look at this chubby wubber. Jeez, he can't even run away from me. He's just waddling away. Yeah, keep waddling. God. He's getting kind of chubby. Getting chubby for winter. We got a couple of birds flying around. We got another cardinal. He's a bright red streak. He's the Char Ansible of the forest today. Yeah, there's another one, another cardinal. And that fat squirrel is still trying to waddle off. Oh my God, it's not even funny. Chubby squirrels. All right. I'm taking this time now that we've sort of gotten back to the other creek, taking a left turn, and I'm exiting the forest. Ugh. In a strange place. And here I am. Rock me like a hurricane. All right, well, we're back sort of in the main area of the Arboretum. I've got some burrs stuck to my jacket, and that's pretty typical. Got more photographers on the bridge, so we got to avoid them. Oh, and yeah, this is the pregnant woman, I'm pregnant, let's take pictures type of people. They're in the shadow. They do not understand how light works. I do. You've been listening to the Dubious I Understand How a Camera Works Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC, right here on and on radio. My name is Tobe. I'm walking to my car. I'm going to go home and eat. Bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.